Neil Atkinson, joined by Jonathan Liu, to talk about, well, club DNA and what we think it means these days and the direction of travel therein. I am struck by the existence now in our lives of Igor Tudor, the Tottenham coach who's been brought in after Thomas Frank has left Tottenham in circumstances that were... that felt simultaneously dragged out on the one hand. On the other hand, you could make a case around European performance. On the other hand, you could make a case around the way in which he was perceived. And a lot of this comes to a conversation about club DNA. I want to also frame this in the Liverpool context, where recently, on three or four occasions, people have started to refer to things like the Liverpool way. I always am aware that the Liverpool way comes up. No one talked about the Liverpool way when Jurgen Klopp was in charge and Liverpool were doing very, very well. So I think my first point, Jonathan, really is, do people think about and talk about club DNA when things aren't going very well? Is that actually the point at which it comes up?
That is exactly the point at which it comes up. It's almost like a rock to cling to in a confusing, bewildering time. You know, you see Real Madrid, when things are tough, they cling to the club DNA, and they appoint someone from the youth team, or they appoint a former player, or they appoint a former Real Madrid manager, which they do a hell of a lot, and it gives them comfort. It creates the... I hesitate to say illusion, because it works very well for them, but it creates this this idea of an unbroken through thread going back all the way, you know, through from antiquity into modernity, that we are basically who we are and always have been. You know, you see the same with Manchester United. When Manchester United, you know, again, what was the Manchester United way under Alex Ferguson? It was whatever Alex Ferguson said it was, whether it was, you know, playing 4-5-1, a horrible reactive 4-5-1 in a European knockout game or whatever. But that was the Manchester United. And once he leaves, suddenly we have to locate the skeleton key. We have to... there is some treasure chest of United genome that we have to find somewhere. We have to unlock it. Oh, what, is it the Scottishness? No, it's not the Scottishness. Is it the sort of... is it the stern headmasterliness? No. Is it the antagonistic, you know, cult of personality? No. Is it the guy who won the 1999 European Cup final? No. So these are tropes that people cling to.